in Christ Jesus. God's always teaching. Every day, he's always teaching. So when you take a look at this, these verses within the context, and certainly the chapter before, the blessed result of leaving everything in God's hands through the means of prayer and thanksgiving is this peace of God. Now, this doesn't mean merely because we're up here and we speak the vocables in our prayerful life and sort of believing that, of course, if I scratch God's grace back, that he's going to scratch my back and give me more grace. Now, as St. Paul writes in Romans 5:1, since we have been justified by faith, we are at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This shalom. When God's grace, his action, you see, all is well with us in Christ Jesus, our Lord, who creates, sustains, and gives us this peace. Yeah, in a way, you know, it certainly does exceed our thinking and our understanding, yet in Christ, we know by his grace, because certainly what the Bible tells us throughout the Old and the New Testament, at length, God creates this peace in us by his grace. Yet, of course, there is Satan, the old Adam shredder there, kind of trying to break us up into pieces so that we don't know in our life whether we're coming or going. Simply, as Satan is always saying, did God really say, of course, he's twisting the words, that the peace of God surpasses all human understanding, guarding your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus? I mean, and of course, here we go. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Whoa, all right, now we got the program here. I mean, you can get on the correct course with your life, there's no doubt about it. I mean, all your anxieties, and it will calm all of your fears when this peace begins with me, regardless of what is happening, and certainly at this time of the year, when we're already hearing about credit card expenses and insufficient funds and indebtedness and the death of a loved one, and chronic illness, and of course the list goes on, because if you manage your mind, you can manage your life. New Age gurus, animistic religions, ends justifies the mean kind of thinking, and of course, the horoscope. The peace is yours for the asking. There you don't have it. You see, from the wooden cradle to the wooden cross, Christ who rose for our justification, our hearts and our minds are at peace in Christ Jesus. I mean, he defeated Satan in the wilderness. He defeated Satan in the Garden of Gethsemane. He defeated Satan on the wooden cross. He defeated Satan when he was raised for the forgiveness of our sins. This is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And there you have it. Because you see, when the heart and the mind and our thoughts are assaulted and harassed, even on this campus, by all kinds of distress and worry and family concerns and automobiles that are being stolen and illness and suffering in body and soul and houses and apartments destroyed by weather and disaster, the peace of God in Christ Jesus is our refuge. When all of these kinds of harassing thoughts are answered and brought to rest, you see, all is well in Christ Jesus. And there you have it. In our baptism into Christ, we are given this peace. In Christ, we awake in the morning with this peace. In Christ, we teach and we preach in this peace. In Christ, we pray and give thanks for this peace. In Christ, we struggle with many of all of the life's issues and concerns in this peace. And in Christ, we go to sleep in his peace and awake to heaven's good morning. Currently, I'm very fortunate and blessed to be serving a vacancy at St. James Lutheran Church in Glen Carbon, Illinois. And after the service yesterday, I went over to see Juanita. And Juanita is in her 80s. She has metastasis of cancer of the colon. Not faring very well right now physically, but doing great in body and soul. And so she asked me, I had the Bible, and she said, well, could you read the Christmas story, in, of course, in her favorite version, the King James Version, Luke 2. So we read it, and we had a prayer, and she said, "I'm doing fine. I'm okay. I've got God's peace. I'm all right, Pastor. Don't be concerned about me. I'm at peace." And you, staff, and professors, and students, you know what she means. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And you have this. Amen.